Unit 5, Exercise 14. 1.
We have a passenger with severe chest pain and is clearly not at all well. We've got him on oxygen.
Okay, is the pain a really crushing pain? Maybe moving into his jaw or left arm?
Yes.
Shortness of breath?
Yes.
Have you worked out if you should...
2.
We have a problem with a diabetic patient. He's quite aggressive, but his wife assures us it's because he's diabetic. Apparently he took his insulin before coming on board, as he was expecting to eat shortly afterwards. We were delayed, though, and sat on the tarmac for an hour and a half, so he hasn't eaten. His wife is very worried.
3.
We have a passenger who's had a seizure, and the cabin crew are very concerned. She's epileptic, apparently. It started off with some twitching of her face and hands, but it's gradually got worse and worse. Her arms and legs have been jerking all over the place. She seems to have stopped that now, but she's not awake.
Okay, it's not uncommon for an epileptic to lose consciousness, maybe even for a few minutes. Just make sure she's comfortable and cannot fall and hurt herself.
4.
We have a distressed passenger. He's asthmatic and has packed his inhaler in the hold. We don't appear to have a doctor on board. This guy's having lots of trouble breathing.
Don't worry that you haven't got a doctor. It's quite manageable. You should find an inhaler in your own medical kit. He'll know how to use it if he uses one regularly.
5.
We have a passenger, a young boy, with really nasty stomach pains. The crew are very worried it may be appendicitis. If it is, will we have to divert?
It's certainly possible, but tell me why they think it's appendicitis.
Well, it's really painful. The poor kid's in agony. The face is really red.
Did it come on suddenly?
It seems to have done.
And is it made worse by movement?
Definitely. And his stomach's like a board.
6.
Do you require medical assistance?
Yes, we do. Thank you. We've got a passenger who's fallen and cut his head badly. He's bleeding a lot and there's blood everywhere. He's got a massive bruise all down the side of his face, too.
Has he lost consciousness at all, or is he just...